So the last sugya we're going to talk about is the sugya of Kli Rishon. Gemara says in Daf Mem, Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. So the Gemara says that it's a complete rule. Kli Sheni is never Mevashel. And it sounds to the Gemara that it's a very, very all-encompassing klal. The Gemara Mem Beis says that you could put tavlin, raw spices, into any kara or tamkoi, a plate or a bowl. You could put it in because it's a klisheni is not mavashal. The Gemara doesn't exclude any tavlin, any sort of spices, even though they're raw. You could put it into klisheni because klisheni is not mavashal. The Gemara on Mem Beis also says, even a bigger chiddush, that you could pour cold water into a cup of hot water. A cup of hot water is a klisheni, and since it's a klisheni is not mavashal, so you can put it in cold water because it can't be cooked. Right? So pashas, even though this is could be very hot, so you pour from the kettle into this cup, lamaisa is not mavashal. So Tosfos asks the kasha here, and Shemedes kasha is, what's the difference? L'chayr, Bishul should have to do with the temperature. But how hot is this water? How hot is it? How hot is the food? What do I care if it's in a Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni? But it's not on the fire. Okay, I understand the fire really cooks. But if it's not on the fire anymore, what do I care if it's in a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni? I just look at what's the temperature. Can this temperature cook? What does it make a difference to me? Why is the rule that Kli Sheni Einam Avasha? That's the Kasha. So Yushalmi Bayas asks the Kasha. Yushalmi asks, Ma Bein Kli Rishon Kli Sheni? Why is this this difference here? So it addresses the Kasha, and the first teretz that Yushalmi gives is from Rabbi Yossi. This is Rabbi Yossi the Amora. And he says the chiluk is because by kli sheni yatzel ledispo, kli rishon yatzel ledispo, whereas by kli sheni ain yatzel ledispo, and therefore it's not mavasha. It's very pashut teretz. Yeah, it really, it's true. It really is just in the temperature. It's just that kli sheni is cooler than a kli rishon. It's cooled down a little bit, and therefore it won't be mavasha. So. Would be a Pasha Teretz. The Yushalmi and Tosfos all don't go with this. And they don't go with it for the same reason the Yushalmi doesn't go with it. The next line of the Yushalmi, Rab Yonah and Rab Manna, Amaram and the Yushalmi, they say, how could that possibly be? And we just gave a complete klal. Gemara gives a complete klal, Klisheni Einam Avashal. And the Mishnah tells us, you're allowed to put any sort of raw spices into a bowl. So says the Yerushalmi, L'chayr means even a pincha shel grisin. Even a pincha shel grisin. A pincha shel grisin means a big bowl of hot beans. Right? So imagine you have a serving bowl of chont. It came straight from the bubbling hot chont pot into the serving bowl. And l'maisa, it's very hot. You can't tell me it says you're allowed to put things into it. You're allowed to put raw things into it. We're not chushish for bishul because it's a klisheni. How can you tell me that's not yad soledis? Right? Why should it not be yad soledis? How can you just say, assuming what Chazal meant was that klisheni is not mavashal because it's not yad soledis? How can you say that? And therefore, Rav Yonah, Rav Manu, we're not happy with Rav Yossi. And also in the Bavli, as points out, the Bavli is also very clear that klisheni is not mavashal even if it's yad soledis. The Bavli's in Chulin Kuf Dalet. The Gemara there is talking about a din that you're not allowed to bring meat onto a table that has milk on it. You can't put milk and meat on the same table. Why? So the Gemara says because we're afraid that you might come to Isser Bishul Basar B'Chalav. So the Gemara says, how are you going to come to Basar B'Chalav D'Raisa on a table? So Maisa said, the Gemara says, even if the basar is roseach, even if it's very hot basar, straight from the air of the oven, straight from the stove, it says, so klishenihu. Even if it's Rosech, but so klishenihu, it's still klisheni. So that could be a vashel. So the Gemara says, no, the only way you could possibly have basar b'chal d'raisa is that Chazal were worried that perhaps you'll bring the ilfos rishon. Perhaps the ilfos is like the cooking dish, the pan that was used in the oven. You'll take it straight from with that pan onto the table. And then you could have, since it's in kli rishon, then you could have bishul. Without that, you can't have bishul. So you see the Gemara saying, there's no way to have bishul of asur b'chalav without being b'kli rishon. Because once it's kli sheni, it's not mavashal. Even though it's roseach, the Gemara says, even though it's roseach, the Gemara says, still, it's in a kli sheni, there's no bishul. So it seems pretty clear from the Bavli, also, not like the Shita, that kli sheni has nothing to do with temperature. Even if it's roseach, there's still a din that kli sheni ain't a mavashal. So that's really the starting point of this kasha, is that it's not temperature. So it's not just temperature, so what is it? Why is there a difference? So the Yerushalmi gives a beautiful answer. Rabbi Yonah in the Yerushalmi, one of the Maram, he gives a beautiful teretz. He says, no, avada, there's no chalak. What's the Rishon Klisheni? L'maisa's not an ish. Yerushalmi says, no. It says, no, avada min ha-tera, nothing's going to cook if it's not on the fire. It won't cook if it's not on the fire. And really, min ha-tera, there's nothing to worry about. But Ella asu harchaka l'kli rishon v'lo asu harchaka l'kli sheni. No, the pshat is it's all in drabanan, but in dinei drabanan we want to keep you away from doing actual cooking on Shabbos. So a pat, when the food's in the pat, you have soup in a pat. So in a chinami the fire's not on, but the mice it's in a pat. So if we let you put spices into the pat, not on the fire, you might kind of put spices onto a pot when it's on the fire. But if I let you put spices in your bowl or on your plate, it's not going to come to Bishul Dereisa, and therefore, Chazal or Meikam. So that's Yishalmi. Yishalmi is happy with this teretz, and it's a beautiful teretz. Right? It's a very nice teretz. It works. It works very, very nicely. Great. Beautiful. So the problem is that even though that is what Yishalmi ends off with, problem is the Bavli has come out, the favorite, the Bavli does not hold by this, right? Because this is going with the assumption that, seems to be going with the assumption that you need Eish for Bishul, and that Toldos Eish is not an Issa D'Reisa, that you need actual Eish. So that could be true in the Yerushalmi, but in the Bavli, that's definitely not true, right? Because the whole Gemara and Lama test, the Gemara says that Toldos R is Chayiv. You're Chayiv for cooking a Toldos R, if you cook something with the heat of a mecham, that itself would be bishul, even though it's not on the fire. Told us ours is chayiv. Right? The question in the Bavli, but the Bavli comes out as chayiv. So the Megillah is pashut as chayiv. The other place you see is pashut is chayiv from the Gemara I just quoted. The Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says you can have bishul basar b'chol of the raisa on your table. How? If you took out the meat from the oven in Elfas Rishon. So you see, it's clearly not true. Clearly, you could have bishul de raisa, even not al gabe ha'esh, and nevertheless, there's a chilek between a kli rishon and a kli sheni. Yeah?
Can we assume that kli rishon and toldos ha'esh are the same thing?
Kli rishon and what?
Toldos ha'esh are the same thing?
Yeah, l'chayra, kli rishon for sure is told as eish, right? Because it was heated up by eish. Right? The Gemara talks about a mecham, a mechem as being told as are. Mechem is basically some sort of pot, some sort of clear kettle that was heated up by the fire. Fine. So Tosus gives teretz. Some of you also Tosus teretz. He says, ein achinam, you're right. What's in the cliche is also yad saledis. But what's the difference? He says, to cook, it's not enough to be yatzal lettuce. It has to be yatzal lettuce, but it has to stay yatzal lettuce. If something's yatzal lettuce, but it's cooling off very quickly, so then it's not going to cook. So he says, in a cliche, in your bowl, we assume things aren't going to cook. In a pot, that's going to stay hot longer, he says. His lashon is, he says, the future kli rishon, mitosha amar al ha'ar, dofnos of chamin. Its walls are hot. Umachzikomos man meruba. It holds its heat very well. You could especially hear it in Bimei Chazal. You know, Bimei Chazal used to cook in earthenware kelim. So you could really hear that the walls could stay hot for a long time. So therefore, it's going to hold its heat well. And since it's going to hold its heat well, so therefore, we're choshesh that maybe it might cook something. But a cliche, even though it is hot, but it doesn't stay hot for so long, and therefore, it's not going to cook things. And if a chazal, we're not worried about it. So that's Tosus Teretz. That's the traditional cliche. So there's kashas on this. There's a bunch of kashas, really very hard kashas on this. I mean, the first kasha is Baal Batish. We'll start with Baal Batish, but we'll let it ask Baal Batish kashas. It's just, okay, but it's definitely not always true that way, right? You can imagine, you know, unless you really limited it to like a big, standard or pot, or earthenware pot I can see it. But what if it's not that way, right? It doesn't give exceptions. What if you have a very big bowl, that's cliche-y, and it's going to take a long time to cool off. And what if you have a very little pot, a very little metal pot, and it'll cool off quickly? Right? I'm just saying you could. It could be true, but it could not be true. It's a little funny that should be the what distinguishes it. It's funny, you know, stamma, right? There's such a thing as metal pots, and like, why does it have to be? It's you know, we could check it out, you know. It could be, yeah, it could be no. You know, probably generally, I assume it is true, generally, but l'chayra ikaris, it's a function of how big the thing is, how well it retains its heat. It's funny that should be the chelak, the rishon klisheni. A tremendous kasha is from the Gemara Membeis. The Gemara says with Feirish, you're allowed to pour cold water into a hot cup. Since the cup of hot water, if a cup of hot water, since it's a klisheni, you're allowed to pour it in cold water into a klisheni. So that's a misapala. Why? Because Tosus says the cool of klisheni is because it doesn't stay hot for a long time. It takes a long time to heat things up. So you understand, normally that's true. But by water, if you pour water into a klisheni, so water is going to heat up very fast. If I put a teaspoon of water into a piping hot bowl of chamin, yad soledes, it's going to be almost instantaneous that the cool water becomes hot.
What does the Gemara say?
It says you could put tzonein into chamin in a klisheni, in a kos, right? Right, the whole. Right, talks about nosin adam chamin l'toch tzonin. We'll say beis hill omer bein chamin l'toch tzonin bein tzonin l'toch chamin is mutter b'medvar l'amurim b'kos. By kos this is true, but not by an abati. But by a kos it says it's true. Like why not? Okay.
So what's the question?
The question is like this: l'chayra. That water is going to heat up to yad soledes. Tosus is saying it's not going to get cooked. Things aren't going to get cooked in klisheni because it cools off too fast. Problem is water has its inhibition just by reaching yad soledes. Right? The chayr doesn't have to stay at yad soledes. It just has to reach yad soledes. If so, the chayra, this is going to reach yad soledes. It takes 2 seconds for it to heat to yad soledes. Right? I'm not a chemist, but I would think that when you put cold water into a cup of hot water, in approximately 2 seconds, everything's going to be the same temperature. Right? It mixes up. All the molecules mix up. Right? That's what I assume. Right? I don't have a great test to that. If I want a little bit of test, I'll tell you a little bit of test, but it's not going to make sense. One thing you could say, if you want, if you're very bothered leaving Tos Pesachi, which you shouldn't be bothered, but I'll just, one thing you could say to help it out maybe is there's a rash for this and get that. This could sound a little funny. Maybe we could say it's Pesach Reish the Lo Nichle and it's really no Bishul Dereisa. Why? Because really, let's say you have a cup of 200 degree water and a cup of 100 degree water. Okay? A little chemistry, right? You mix it into a bowl. And now the water is 150 degrees. Okay? So Rashba says, Yish Ladin, why is it 150 degrees? So this, the Rashba points out there's two ways it could be 150 degrees. Either the 200 degree water could heat up the 100 degree water to 150, and the 100 degree water could cool down the 200 degree water to 150. Or no. If it all mixes together, if some of the water is 100 and some is 200, now it's mixed, the net water is going to be 150. But let's say, okay, let's say the 100 degree water would heat up, okay? And the 200 degree water would cool off. But you mix it together, how hot would it be in the bowl? It'll be 150. Does it make a difference if something heats up or not? No. Whether the 100 degree water heats up or not, the bowl is still going to be 150 degrees. Right? So therefore, you don't care that the 100 degree water reaches Yad Soled, and therefore it's a double shade of Muscovy.
You're trying to cool down the water, or you're trying to add more hot water? Are you not trying to make more hot water? And then you do want the more hot water? Why is everybody talking about it because you're cooling
down? I'm just saying, it makes no difference to you whether the 100 degree water heats up or not. Let's say it didn't heat up. Let's say the 100 degree water stayed 100, the 200 stayed 100.
I have only either 9 ounces, I need precisely 10 ounces for my medicine.
Right, but I'm saying, either way, you're going to have 150 degree water. So you don't necessarily care that the 100 degree water heats up. And therefore,
I don't have 10 ounces unless it heats up.
Unless it heats up? No, because it doesn't have to heat up. Either way, I'm going to have 150 degree water, whether the 100 degree water heats up or not. The Rashba says the mice that mixes, so therefore it's the same temperature whether it heats up or not.
I need 10 ounces of water, which is 150 degrees. I right now have 9 ounces, which are 150 degrees, or 200 degrees, and 1 ounce, which is cold.
But you want more water, I understand. I'm just saying whether it heated up or not doesn't make a nafka, Mina. This is a chemical. If you imagine the molecules, like they don't have the mustache of molecules, but if you imagine the molecules, if every individual molecule is hot or not, it makes no nafka, Mina. Lamaisa, you still have something that's hot, that's 150 degrees. Right? Let's just, you're going to hear that. Okay.
You want all this to come together.
More water. It's hot.
Right, but maybe that's not called bishul. That's not called nichale and bishul. But because I don't care, I'm mixing it. I don't care if anything gets hotter. I don't care. Bishul is that you're heating something up to a different temperature. That's called cooking it. You don't care if anything gets cooked at all. Let the 100 degree water stay 100 degree water. I don't care.
I do need it to be.
I really don't care. Either way, I'm going to have 150 degree water. Okay, if you don't hear it, then, okay. This is what I'm trying to say, it's a lesson of kashantosis. But okay, but lamais is a kashantosis. Okay, let's leave it as a kashantosis. You can think about this. But that's a kashantosis. The lechaira, with water, things heat up right away. Now, maybe the biggest kashantosis, the other kashantosis, the Gemara says on Daf Mem, Mem on the base, we have this soul story with Rebbe and Rav Yitzchak Baravdimi. So we have this whole story that they're in the. It's a funny story, right? They were. It was Shabbos, but Rebbe, you know, lived in Tveria. So in Tveria they had these hot springs, and therefore Rebbe was taking a bath in an ambati of Chamei Tveria on Shabbos, and his Talmud Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was being mishamish him, and he wanted him to, and they would put oil on themselves, right? Sounds like the strangest story. So he told Rav Yitzchak to heat up the oil for him, to massage it onto him. He says, but heat it in a klisheni. Don't put it directly into the Chamei Tveria. but take a kli, take water out of the chametzveria, and heat this shemen. He was chosh shrek, because even though it's chametzveria, which we hold is toldos chama, but toldos chama we know is also lasser mitrabanan. So therefore, for this sir bishul drabanan, we wanted him to take in a kli sheni and to heat up the oil. So the Gemara says, this is our nusach of the Gemara and Rashi's nusach. The Gemara says, we hear from the story that shemen have sheiro zuhu bishulo. We see that just by heating up oil, just to be mafsheret, meaning you're heating up to, let's say, 90 degrees, that already is considered making it warm, not getting it to yatzel leather, just making oil warm is already an iser of bishul. That's our gersa, hefsheru zehu bishulam. And we see from here that klisheni eino mevashal. We see from here klisheni is not mevashal. So what does the Gemara mean? Saying like this, that klisheni's, look, how hot are you heating up this oil, right? Lechal is not going to get the oil very hot. What did he want? He wants to smear the oil on Rebbe, so he didn't want to get the lettuce. Mistam didn't want yatzel letz. Mistam, even the bati who's using to heat it wasn't yatzel letz. He just wants warm oil, to rub on warm oil. But warm oil, which they used to use for massaging, and warm that oil was considered a malacha deraisa lefi Rebbe. That was considered a malacha. Mela, he told him, put it into a klisheni. Because even though hefsheru zeh b'shulo, by etzim what you're doing is maisa bishul, but klisheni ain't a mevashal. That's what Rashi explains the Gemara, that even though Hashem is a b'shulo, and really is a ma'isa b'shul, but it's a klisheni, and therefore klisheni ain't a mevasha. So the Gemara seems to be saying something tremendous, which is that even if you do a ma'isa b'shul, but it's a klisheni, it's still mutter. Right? Because even though this is a ma'isa b'shul, heating oil is a ma'isa b'shul, because that apparently was a significant change, because for massage you want warm oil, not yet so let this warm oil, but warm oil makes a geschmack of massage, and that's chashev, and therefore that's malacha deraisa. But in a klisheni, it's still mutter. That's what the Gemara says, and that's the way Rashi explains it. And if so, it's pashut. Why, if you put cold water into hot water, it's pashut why it's mutter. Because even though that cold water is going to get yet so lettuce, and yet so lettuce is bishul, but even though it is bishul, klisheni ainu mevashal. Klal. So that's what Rashi sees. That's what it seems. Now Tosus L'chayr will have to go like the Rif. Okay, the Rif has a different gersa. Right? A different gersa of the Gemara. They say, no, Shema Amina Hefshero Ein Zeh Bishulo. And the exact opposite. The exact opposite. Is that, no, if your mafshir is Bishulo, even with klisheni you're going to be chay, because the maestri are being mevashal. So we see, let's change the girsa. We see even the hefshel is not bishulo, and it's only bishul if it's yatzel ledes. The exact opposite. Right? I mean, in Rashi, in our girsa, the Gemara is telling you that klisheni is a din, it's not a messias. Even if a messias is being a vashel, but still there's a din that there's no bishul in klisheni. To Tosfos, klisheni is a messias. It's a messias, it won't be a vashel, but if it will be a vashel, you'll be chayiv. Klisheni ainu mevashal is just telling you it didn't metzias. It won't actually cook.
Why can't we just say that according to Tosos, it's not mevashal because it doesn't get to Yatz lettuce bone. But and the Gemara, you could still go according to Rashi that it's mevashal, and when the Gemara says mevashal, it doesn't mean it gets Yatz lettuce bone. Obviously, it doesn't mean that. It just means it's getting to whatever temperature it is good for, what's gishmak for the
oil.
But
right, they're saying hefsheru zehu bishul. That's what our Gemara says. Hefsheru zehu bishul. Hefsher is bishul, but klisheni ainu mevashal. So l'chora, it is getting to hefsher, and still klisheni is not mevashal. Meaning he's trying to warm up the oil, but still it's not a problem because it's not mevashal. So that l'chora is saying it's not a din of metzias. It's just a din. Yeah, do you hear it, Ruvi?
I don't know.
What does it mean? Hefsheru, he's saying it's mutter. It's mutter to heat this up. to be mafshir in a klisheni. You're saying maybe klisheni won't even make hefshir?
No, it can make it.
Hefshir means less than yad soledes. I mean, even not yad soledes. Just being mafshir. Mafshir is not clear. Mafshir, it's not clear what that means. Okay, wait. I mean, to the riftosis is very nice, but the problem is it doesn't read well. I mean, what's the Gemara saying? If the Gemara is saying Shemin is only Bishul if it reaches Yad Soledis, okay, very good. So now you understand why in a Klisheni you're not Chayim. It's not Asa because it's not reaching Yad Soledis. But the problem is it's hard to even read the Gemara, because if it's not Yad Soledis, you're allowed to even heat things up next to Madura if it doesn't get to Yad Soledis. So if it's not getting to Yad Soledis, so what does the Gemara need to say? Klisheni ain't a mavashal. What's the Gemara saying? Shema mina klisheni ain't a mavashal. You're trying to heat it up. The question is just what temperature it gets to. So if the temperature that's also is Yad Soledis, just tell me it's not getting to Yad Soledis, so it's mutter. What's the Gemara saying? Shema mina klisheni ain't a mavashal. We're just talking about what temperature. Nothing's really cooking. We're just raising the temperature. So you're raising the temperature. If the temperature it has to get to is Yad Soledis, so just tell me, okay, Rebbe's saying this is mutter because it's not going to get to Yad Soledis. What are you saying? It's not cooking because klisheni ain't a mavashal. What's the klisheni ain't a mavashal? It's just that it's not reaching the temperature that's aser. It's mashma. The Gemara's mashma like Rashi. They were saying, no, hefshero zel b'shul. It would be bishul be'etzem. And that's why he was choshesh. But klisheni ain't a mavashal. That even though al's temperature, if you're looking up here according to the temperature, it reached the temperature that should be bishul, but still klisheni ain't a mavashal. Okay, so that's how Rashi explained the Gemara. It's a little hard to read the Gemara any other way. In any case, l'fi this, the Ar Sameach writes, this is in Ar Sameach in Perek Tes Lachabez. In the Chinam, the Pashas Hasugis Mashva, that there's a din that klisheni is not mavashal, straight din. It's not a mitzias. We don't care about the mitzias. Whatever would happen in this klisheni, you still wouldn't be chayiv. Now, how on earth could that be? Well, why should that be? Right, it's a very nice pshat, because it gets rid of all the balbatish kashas of why is this true of the mitzias. But the answer is nothing to do with mitzias. It's just a din. But if it's a din, what's the reason? Why should it be? So, Lar Samech says, I'm going to say it's a little different than Lar Samech, so a little bit this is Lar Samech, and then I'm going to say it a little differently. But the idea will be, the basic idea, is that we mentioned that to have bishul, you need eish. Not some heat, you need eish. And therefore, there's a chiddush that told us eish is mevashal. But if it's chama, chama is not mevashal. Right? And we explained the whole, we're not going to repeat the whole explanation now, but there's an in it that it's not mevashal. Why? And Rashi says, because ain't derech bishul bakach. That's not the derech of bishul with chama. And therefore, you can't co-opt the heat of the chama into your maisa bishul. You have to have eish, which is the omnistika way of doing bishul. So the mela you can say like this, is that ein hachinami, if it's kli rishon, so that's the tolus, that's called tolus R that you're going to be chayef for. That could be asur deraisa, because it's in a kli rishon. This is the actual kli in which this thing was heated on the fire. So therefore, even though the fire is not mamash a fire under it now, but la maisa, this was actually the thing heated by the fire, and therefore it's still considered this is a part of bishul. This is b'chal derech bishul. This is a tolus eish, that is a din of eish, and it's not the din of bishul b'chama. However, that perhaps is dafka when it's so close to the eish that this is mamash what was on the eish, just the eish isn't here now. But when you pour it from the kli rishon into kli sheni, now we don't view that as todos are anymore. It's not the same sort of todos eish because it's not as connected to the eish. I'm just what a makar pelled a gemakar. You see, that just like really brings this out. The sugi we didn't talk about so much, but the Gemara has a chiluk between a mulyar. The Mishnah says you can't drink from an antichi on Shabbos, but you are allowed to drink from a mulyar. And what's the difference between a mulyar and an antichi? So a tichi, the fire is on the bottom. A mulyar, the Gemara says, the coals are on the side. Fine. So, so what? So what resistance to anything? So I'll just say the Ran's pshat. The Ran says, a mulyur, an antichi you can't drink from. We don't have time to talk about all the ramifications of this. He says, an antichi you can't drink from. It's because the fire's on the bottom. And even though it's garif, even though you took out the fire, but we're afraid you're going to add water to it. Right? In the week you normally add water to your urn. I'm afraid you're going to add water into this urn, and since it's heated from the bottom, even though the fire is not there anymore, it has a din of a kli rishon that was al gabi ha'esh, that sat on the esh, and therefore, if you would add water to it, you'd be chay from a vashel. He says, but by the mulyar, the water is heated if the fire is on the side. And he says, since it's heated with fire from the side, and not fire that's under it, so therefore, it has a din of kli sheni and a minator, it's not a vashel. Whoa. That's a chiddush, right? He says that it's a chiddush. The gra sees it in Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi, not everyone sees it this way, but the gra, there's a gra in Kuf Hei in Yerudea, Sivkat, in the Gimel. He goes to Yerushalmi that says, the Yerushalmi is by us, it says, Ezu Tashal Bara, Kol She Eish Mahalach Tachtav. It says, what's an actual cooking dish? It's when the fire's under it. The grass that you see from that to be a kli rishon, you have to have the fire under it. A kli rishon is when something goes heated up with the fire under it. Okay, interesting. I'm quoting that because it's interesting, but it's bringing out an akuda that to be considered eish, even to be considered told as eish, it has to be, it was mamish, heated up kedarko by the eish. Right? Just like Rashi says, that Chama, Bishul B'Chama is Patur because ain't Derech Bishul B'Kach. So to here, you can say the Pshat is like this, that the water, when it's in the pot, this is Mamash, how it's heated on the fire. You pour it into a Kli Sheni, right? Now the Kli Sheni, that's not the way it was heated, it wasn't heated up in this Kli. Even more than that, you could add that there's Rashi points out by Yassan Membez also, there's a Din Tatoy Gavar, that the heat that heat comes from the bottom. It's normal for things to be heated from the bottom. So therefore, and everyone on the bottom is what is seen as like being gover. It's affecting. So Mela, now this hot water has been poured into a cold cup. What's on the bottom now is not fire at all. It's something cold. It has something now cold under it, not something hot under it. And that's considered a change in the thing, that we're no longer viewing this as toldos eish to the extent that we could say it's going to be eser deraisa. And Memela Chazal assumed that generally Klishen is not Mavashal. And Memela, there's no sheikhs there to Bishal and Ramater putting things into a Klishen. This is a beautiful mahalach. Okay, so let's just say what we got out is that Tosu says Kli Sheni is a din in Metzias, and you'll have to say it's generally it's true like that, and we assume it's true like that. That's the general. That's the Metzias. Rashi seems to hold that no, it's just a din that Kli Sheni stam, even if it is Mavashal, Bepoel, that's not called Bishal, that's not Machayivu, that's like Bishal Bechama, and it's not Aser on Shabbos. Okay, so that's the Lamusha part. We'll just quickly go through the halacha here. One thing you could see, just in general, is that Rashi is going to be a kula. Lefi Rashi, you'll never have Bishul and Kli Sheni, no matter what. Lefi Tosvis, you potentially could hear chumras. You could say, oh, Chazal didn't really mean it. Right? We could sneak in chumras here, because you could say, yeah, generally Kli Sheni is not Mavashal, but sometimes it makes sense. What if the Kli Sheni doesn't cool things off so much? What if the things you're putting in it we suspect could be cooked with less heat? So it could be, it won't be as complete a cloud. So we see there's different takes on this. So Pashas is that there's nothing that cooks in a Kli Sheni, and that's the Pashas because the Gemara just says Tavlin, you could put into a Kli Sheni, doesn't give any limitations. We do find limitations, but that's only, the Gemara says, right, the Mishnah we saw on quoted on Lama Tess, that everything you could be Madiach, you're allowed to wash things off in Chamin, except for Maliach, Yashin, and Kulius Aspanas, Shadachasan, Zehu Gemar Malachtam. There's exceptional things that even hadacha lechar, even in klisheni, is aser because hadachasin zehu gemara malachta. So what's the pshat? Klisheni is not mavashal. So the pshat lechar is what Rishonim write is that yeah, this is different because this is gemara malachta. Ein achinami, you're right. Al special, there shouldn't be special, right? We once quoted with the Mordechai and the Levush that there are those who say it's chay from Makav Apatish. There's a Rambam. The Rambam Perish Mishnayi says it's chayiv because it's total special. It's not special. It's not special. Why? Because it's klisheni. But it's a total special because it's a Gemara Malacha. But anything that's a Gemara Malacha, we could plug it in as a Toldah to an Av. But really, in Echanam, it's not Mavashal. But this is the Gemara Malacha. That's the way you eat this fish. This fish is only eaten, Maliach Yashin, the only way you eat it is by washing it off in hot water. So Mamela is Gemara Malacha, so Mamela is Aser. But we could suggest that really there's no such thing as cooking in a klisheni. It's always mutter. The only time it's going to be aser is if you happen to know this is gemar malacha. If this is the gemar malacha, it is the gemar malacha. That means the derech of malacha, liach yashin, you know, this is gemar malacha. But you have no reason to ever be choshesh, oh, I'm putting this into a klisheni, maybe it's going to get cooked. It's not going to get cooked. What do you have to worry about? It's a klisheni. If it's the Gemara Malacha, this is the way it's done. Okay, the fact that it's the Gemara Malacha, that makes it us. That fact makes it Makav Patish, right? And that's what they're showing them, right? That it's you can't eat the Maliach Yashin until you do this. So therefore, this is the Gemara Malacha. So therefore, it's going to be either a Toldah Makav Patish or a Toldah Mavashal. But it has to be this is the Gemara Malacha. Without that, it's a complete cloud that Klisheni and Mavashal. So that's the very strong Pashas that. Very clear to Rashi, might even be true to Tosfos, right? Just that Tosfos would have to say it's really a rule that in Metzias there's no such thing that cooks in Klisheni. Okay, but in Rashi it's very, very clear why that would be. So the Chumrah starts with Yireyim. Yireyim was a big Yerushimayim, and he has lots of Chumrahs. He says in many areas of Halacha he has a klal, ein anu bekiyim. We're not bekiyim, and let's worry. Okay, Shlomo, you like that idea? Let's worry. We're not Bikim. And he says, we're not Bikim. He says, L'maisa, Chazal told us there's exceptions here. There's no reason there shouldn't be exceptions. And therefore, maybe there are things that this chutz, and maybe there's really other things that, maybe there are things that could cook in Klisheni. And therefore, says the Urayim, besides the things with Feirish in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, ain't Bishul B'Klisheni, everything you have to worry. It cooks in klisheni, and therefore you can't put anything into a klisheni, or a klishlishi, or a klirivi, or anything whatsoever, as long as it's yatzoledes could cook. That's the Urayim, and that's really what starts many sorts of chumras here.
He says only if it's yatzoledes?
Only if it's yatzoledes. Because it's temperature, okay, the Gemara tells us things, but the Gemara didn't talk about every Messias, and okay. So the Tur and the Ran were cholik on this. The truth be told, right, to say this Urayim, so first of all, you have to say not like Rashi, right? You have to say it's a Messias, it's not a din. The other thing is you have to say that, you know, okay, Chazal is a little misleading. That could happen. I'm not saying that can't happen. Sometimes we have things that Chazal say things and it's not exactly what it really sounded to us. But Lamaisa, the Chazal just says stam, all tavlin are mutter to put in. Right, you know, you'll have to say like Tosus and it'll be left schwer, like how is it, right? You know, maybe the biggest cash is cash of water, like what could be easier to cook than water? Water just has to get the yatzoledes. Everything else in the world has to both get the yatzoledes and it has to cook. Okay, but Lamaisa, that's the Urayim Shita. The Magen Avraham quotes it. What do we do with it? So many Svaran bring it on some level. It's tremendous, right? As a chumra, it's just tremendous to say this. And on a more basic level, I'll tell you what's really shver. You know, what really gets me here is like, I don't even understand, even in Tosfos, I don't understand it well. Like, what exactly are you worried about? Like, let's say, okay, Chazal, let's say, didn't have oregano. And now I'm going to be choshish that oregano gets cooked very easily. Okay. So first we have to understand no one knows this, right? Why is there no such thing in the market as cooked oregano and raw oregano? Right? Well, why is there no such thing? Because no one discovered it. Okay, so let's say no one discovered it, okay? But it really does get cooked. It'd still be a double chain of scabbing. Right? You're not trying to cook it. You want the taste of oregano. It's gonna get better. Maybe, yeah, but you don't know that. So what exactly was the Rebbe's big packet here from? Right? It's very hard to understand. If it's the Gemara Malacha, okay. But then you know it's the Gemara Malacha. We're talking about putting anything in your soup that you just think you're putting in things to flavor it. Like mehechi tasty. Mehechi tasting. So the Chaznish didn't hold by it, so that made me very happy. This is the Chaznish Simenon base of Katzin Lechaz. He says, he just doesn't think, how could he say this? How could he say such a chiddush like this in Chazal? They're being very clear. You need it to be Gemara Malacha. If it's not Gemara Malacha, what are you worried about? So he's Makel. Now, the Mishabruah is Makel, but only half. He says, a funny kula. He says, you can be Makel and Kli Shlishi. So the Urayim himself says it makes no difference. And the Chazir points out, of course it makes no difference. Kli Rishon has a Chumrah, that it's Al Gabi Ha'esh. Once it's in a Klisheni, Al Klisheni is not Mavashal, it's just a question of Yad Soledis. What do I care if you put in a Kli Shlishi, Kli Ravi? It's just the temperature. There's a Chumrah to Kli Rishon, but why is putting it to Kli Shlishi make you happy? Chazir didn't understand it, I didn't, you know, it's become such a pasha thing. There ain't no bishul and klishli shli, but you know, it's a song like that. No bishul, it's like such a pasha thing. But it's really like there's no weird halacha. You see why there should be a chiluk between klisheni and klishli shli.
Where does the mishabrura?
What?
Where's the
mishabrura? Where's the mishabrura in
Shini
V'ches?
In the tea discussion.
What?
In the tea discussion. Because that
felt the fairest between Klishlishi? I don't remember offhand. It's in the Mamre Komos, which is the Katan. I think it's in the Mems. Look in the Mems, okay? Sifkatan, okay. Memzayan. Look, Sifkatan Memzayan. Okay, so it's Peldic. It's really Peldic. The Emesis Farim brings this. If you ask me, I don't see Hesper here. I don't really see a Hesper here. That's all I could say. Okay? I hear like the Chazanish. Yeah, you can do what you want, but I'm telling you, I just said the Chazanish. Okay, if you grew up in Bnei Brak, you could rely on the Chazanish. So now the one thing that's a Pella to me is Rav Moshe's Tshuva. I'm just speaking fast. You can check everything that's all in Mamre Komos. But what about there is a Gemara Malacha? There is a Gemara Malacha, so then everything's Asur and Yad Soledis, even if it's a Kli Ravi. There's no real chilk of Kli Shein and Kli Ravi, if it's a Gemara Malacha. So the big shayla is about tea. We mentioned tea. What's the din of tea? Tea is not cooked, it's just dry leaves, and the hot water brings the taste out of the tea leaves. So the Mishabrura and the Aruch HaShulchan are machmer that you can't make your tea. Rav Moshe says you can make it in a Kli Shlishi. Right? No one knows the song? You don't know the song? Who knows the song? Yeah, in the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, whose song is that? I don't know, my kids played it for me. It is a song that the lyrics are, is that there's a lot of confusion in the world, but there's one thing clear in life, is that according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, there's no bishul in Kli Shlishi. You never heard this? Okay, fine, good. All right, Baruch Hashem, it's better to learn. But he says, okay, so he says, Rav Moshe says, even tea is not a problem. So because in a Kli Shlishi. Now the Pella is why should it be mutter? So Rav Moshe says it's mutter because he doesn't think that's special. It's making tea. We would have thought that, so Chazir is saying there's no such thing as Kali HaBishel. The whole Kali HaBishel, that's what we're talking about. I should mention, this is a question of Kali HaBishel, right? That there's no such thing as Kali HaBishel. The whole thing is not true.
What is the Gemara?
Because the Gemara just says things that are Gemara Malachtan. The only things we see is think if that is the Gemara Malachta. By T, so Pashas, that is Gemara Malachta. Right? T, you can't eat the leaves. When you cook it, when you put it in hot water, that dissolves a part of the tea leaf, and it becomes drinkable. L'chaira, that's Gemara Malachtan. Rav Moshe said, no, that's not Gemara Malachtan. That's not Bishul B'chlal. It's an Eklish Shlishi, it's not Bishul. What is it? It's just a mixing of tastes. The taste is like, it's no different than you put syrup into the, you know, it's, you're just mixing. So the problem is, this is why it's actually hard to hear Rav Moshe.
Okay, so on one hand, he says that there's no Bishul, and he says there's no Gemara Malachtan.
He says, no, he doesn't say that there's no, no, if it was Gemara Malacha, Mestamer Rav Moshe would be Machmer. So the song's not Mamish true. But he says that even T, he says, this Bishul Kli Shlishi, that's sort of like, even it's not considered Bishul Bechlal, because it's just a mixing of tastes. You know, yeah, Rav Dov? Okay, so he has that, that's his, Mishavru is machmer. The pashas is definitely to be machmer, right? Why is this not the Gemara Malacha? What does it mean, mixing of taste? I didn't really understand that. I'm just speaking quickly. But the mixture, lechayre, is whenever you cook, what exactly does the cooking do? Not necessarily so clear by each item what it does. But here, it's doing something to this tea leaf that's taking a part of the tea leaf, breaking it apart, taking it out of the leaf and into the water. And that makes it drinkable.
It's so extracting the flavor.
What? Extracting the flavor. But who? How do we know? Extracting the flavor. Well, that's not Bishul.
Because you put it into a cleaver, right? It's not going to be on the lettuce bone. They'll still extract the flavor.
Right, but lemaisa, if you cook cabbage, you make cabbage soup. That's Bishul. What's it doing? You're eating the extracted flavor. I'm just saying it's a chiddush. I'm not saying I can tell you. I'm not trying to say for sure. I'm just saying this is why Mishnah. That's why I think it's a chiddush. That's what I'm saying.
No,
what? What?
Everything.
By tablin it's extracted, but you're not mechaving to extract the flavor. And who says? Who says it's extracted? No. The spices. Pepper tastes like pepper. When I put pepper in my soup, I don't need to. I'm not trying to extract something out of the pepper. It's good even if I don't extract it. Here, you're taking something that itself isn't edible, and now you're making tea that's edible. So that's called Gemara Malachta. I'll tell you something else. Maliach Yashan. It's this old salty thing that you can't eat. You put it in hot water, and now it becomes edible. That's Gemara Malachta. Why? Because you're extracting the salt and making it that the meat is now is edible. I'll just quote one other maramakam. I can hear both ways, okay? I'm not gonna belabor the point, but I'll just tell you one maramakam that I saw. Was the Arzarua. This is the end of Hilchos Melechas Ofa in the Arzarua. He just says that you're allowed to cook wine. Cooking wine has no iser of bishul because cooking wine hurts the wine. It doesn't help the wine. He says, but if you put in besamim into the wine and cook it, because you want the taste of the besamim to go into a wine, so then you're chayav b'shem avashal. So you see here, he has that idea that extracting flavor is mavashal. Okay, l'may says kedai to be machmer with tea. What the Mishnah Berurah says is that you shouldn't use tea on Shabbos unless you should put it into you should put it into hot water before Shabbos and just use the pre-soaked tea. Okay, just one last issue here. I'm just a few minutes. There's another chumrah. Okay, so we got out of one chumrah. Okay, if you like what I said, you could get out of that chumrah. Right. The emes, you could put anything into klishein, except for tea leaves or things that are gemara malachta. The other chumrah, that's a chumrah that the sfarim basically all seem to go with, is the chumrah of the Magen Avraham. Also a chumrah that's very hard to hear. The Magen Avraham says that the whole heter of klisheini was only by liquids, but by salads, there's no heter of klisheini. Right? If it's a salad, if it's a potato, you're not allowed to put things onto your tablet and onto your potato, because your potato, even though it's in a klisheini, but the half potato, by klisheini, it doesn't have klisheini, He says because the metzias is still hot and the walls of the kli aren't going to affect the heat inside the potato. It's not like a liquid. A liquid, so right, there's convection, conduction, whatever it's called, right? In liquids, the liquid moves around and the coolness of the kli could maybe cool off the whole kli well. But by a davar gush, a sal, that's not going to happen. That's the shittas of Magen Avraham.
Makes sense.
Right, makes a lot of sense. The emesis is there are those who hold it before the Magen Avraham, legabe iser v'heter. Legabe, if you have a half piece of chazer and it touches something, to say that even though it's a cliche, that half piece of chazer is still going to have a din of kli rishon. It's such an idea. But the Magen Avraham is the first one to say it by kli sheni. Now this whole din of kli sheni is only by a liquid. So the first thing that's interesting, of course, is that the Magen Avraham is the first one to say. The other thing that's interesting is the Gemara says beferish. You can put tavlin into a kara and a tamchui. Okay, kara and a tamchui. Tamchui is a plate. You can put it onto anything that's on your plate. You could put in tavlin because klishen is not mavasha. Anything on your plate, right? Your plate, mstama. We didn't just leave out a salad on a plate. There are salads on plates, right? It's if it wasn't salad, it'd be in a bowl. It's hard to imagine that until the Magen Avraham came along, no one pointed out that you could put it onto the food on your plate, but only if your food on your plate is a liquid. They're very, very hard to imagine that. The other kash, the Yishalmi we mentioned, the Yishalmi says, the Dabar Pasha says, kli sheni is a mavashal, even if it's yatzal lettuce, and the raya is from a bowl of hot beans. Right, hot beans, the Magen Avraham says, those hot beans actually have a din of kli rishon, it's not a din of kli sheni. Right, so maybe Rabbi Yossi held that way, but that's a big kasha. The biggest kasha is the Minchas Yaakov's kasha. The Minchas Yaakov's Rabbi Yaakov Reisher. He's one of the Gedolei Achronim in Yoridea. He's and other areas of Halacha. He's a big player. So he was cholik on the Magen Avraham, and he says you're simply against the Gemara. You're going straight out against the Gemara, and it is going straight out against the Gemara. I haven't seen anyone have an answer to this kasha. The Gemara is beferish in Chulin. The Gemara we quoted. The Gemara says that if you bring meat, there's no way for meat on a table to have a din bishul, because it's always in a klisheni. And the Gemara says, therefore, the only way possible to have a bishul, basar b'chol, the rice on your table, is if you take out the basar in elfa rishon. You put it on the table in the original pan.
That's equally sure on all the rishon who say it by Sabhatra, no?
No, I'll tell you. So this is what the Minchas Yaakov says. The Minchas Yaakov says, here for Siv Shtar, that even by meat, it says there's no such thing, there's no meat that doesn't have a din klisheni on the table, unless it's an original thing. So we see that even by meat, there's a din klisheni. What about by Isser v'Heter? So he says, no, by Isser v'Heter, the issue is absorption. The issue of absorption, you want to know, this half piece of chazer, is it going to impart tam into the heter? So that's purely an issue of metzias. And metzias, okay, yes, it's still very hot, and we're not going to say a kula of klisheni. But legabi bishul is a din. Bishul is a din, and lamaisa, it's not mavashal. It's in a cliche, it's not going to have a din bishul. That's the reisa. So mamela, it's
no
really,
one says
it's by basar b'chalav.
We don't say davar gushal.
That's what Minchas Yaakov is saying.
Shabbos,
well, the Magen Avraham is saying by Shabbos. Yeah. He said by Shabbos, but some of the Magen Avraham would say it by Basar B'Challah, but no one else says by Basar B'Challah.
Okay.
So that's why the Pashas is not to be Machmer. But I'll tell you, everyone quotes it, but I'm just telling you personally, I don't really see the Chumra. I looked in the Yalkut Yosef, because he's the oldest one to run to for Kulas. He says, if you're Mekel, Yeshal Milismo, he doesn't actually say himself to be Mekel, but if you ask me, it's not. It's very hard. It's very hard for me to understand even why anyone is mach. Because the Meisah, no one has a kashas on Magen Avraham. Even though it's a Magen Avraham, but the Meisah, no one really has a kashas. It's such a chiddush. And what exactly are you worried about? It's always like a little bit funny. What are you cooking? You're being mechavim to cook your tavlin that you're putting on your potato? Like, what exactly are we choshish for? It's like, to have an Isser D'Raisa, it has to actually cook. actually get a new shame and that you're mechavid for. It's very hard to. Okay, so passions by all these areas, if there's really good room to be makel. Kemat no sefer comes out just stam and says has nishus makel about the kali bishul. But if the chumras, but you know, very much also if you liked Rashi, we're very strong ground to say that there's bechlal no bishul in a cliche. Okay, all right. Okay. All right. So that's Hashem. I'll try to give it the test. Last day is when? Monday. Anyone knows?
Monday officially is the last day.
Monday officially. So I don't know when the actual last day is.
Second.
Okay. Okay. Binyamin will be here.
I'll be here for Wednesday.
Okay.
Tuesday,
they were
closing shoes, you said?
Closing shoes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?